for contacting Omax Health. This is Lauren. May I please get your first and last name to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Sandra Sciotti, S-C-I-O-T-T-I.
Thank you for that. Just one moment here while I get this pulled up. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's what, you know, you and I cleared our throats at the same time.
It's allergy season where I'm at. I don't know about you, but.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, the cars are yellow, even though they didn't want a yellow car. They got yellow cars now.
Oh, yes.
And the pine trees, when the wind blows, you can see this haze going. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, it is blowing this way towards my house. And I'm like, ah.
Yes, it's not my favorite time of year.
Mm-mm.
Let's see here. Can I have you confirm your shipping address so I can discuss details of the account for you today?
Sure. It's 1918 Hillside Avenue in Windber, PA 15963.
Thank you for that. I see here you get the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 6 boxes every 6 months. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Is my shipment due to go out soon?
Let me check on that next date. Next order is in 13 days.
Cool. It'll work out perfect then, because I'll need them.
All right.
Oh, that worked out real good, because I kept thinking, I have a note here for a couple days now thinking, I got to call you. Uh-oh, I hear a little voice.
Yeah, she discovered my remote, and she's clicking through the menu options, and I have one of those smart TVs, so it's got like all the applications where you can stream stuff, and she's on Disney Plus right now watching all the little video clips.
Isn't that cute? How old is she?
She's 16 months.
16 months?
Mm-hmm. So a little under a year and a half. It's definitely a handful.
You wait. You think you got troubles now. You wait till they get older.
Yeah, I'm not ready. She's already got enough attitude for like 3 teenagers. I'm not ready for her to be a teenager.
Well, I have a 12-year-old going on 20.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, it's a tough world out there. And I mean, they're just falling right into it, too. You know what I'm saying to you? So, but, yeah, they can be a handful.
Really. Oh, yeah, she got her dad's energy and my attitude. We're doomed.
Well, at least she has energy, you know.
Oh,
nowadays,
yeah.
All these kids do is sit in front of computers. And, you know, I told my granddaughter, I says, did you ever play Jax? And she looked at me and she goes, what's Jax?
Man, said, that was hard. The most I could get was 3.
Well, that's the way you throw them out, you know. But, oh, we could play for hours, you know. And then at night we'd raid gardens and, you know. And I said, honey, we were out until the streetlights came on. And as soon as those things came on, buddy, you had me by the door holding the handle to go in. I says, no, you kids go everywhere and anywhere you want to and don't think about nothing, you know. But, oh, God, we had a wonderful childhood.
Oh, yeah.
I try to keep impressing upon this. I have to tell you a secret. I taught my grandchildren how to catch ants and throw them into the spider web and watch the spider come out and take the ant and wrap him up and bring him back into his hole.
Poor little buddies.
We had a lot of fun. I did. My kids always said I taught their children bad examples, but I said, I taught them the finer things of life. Okay, well, then that's good. And what credit card do you have?
Let me check. And then real quick, can I interest you in a one-time order of our probiotics for your gut health today?
You know, I tried those, and I couldn't take them.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear it.
But she offered me when I got my, I think it was my last order before that, I tried them. And they didn't help me. I still got, you know, like funny on my stomach and things bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
I take something now from a wellness store, and she keeps them in the refrigerator. And those work the best for me, and papaya. I have papaya tablets. You know, but anyhow, that's fine.
Right. Yeah, I've got a visa ending in 1776.
Okay. That's as my the card
on
card.
File.
Okay. Now, this order is going to be shipped in
13 days.
What will the 13th day be? Boy, this is a tough one.
That is June 1st.
Okay. My visa is going to be changing. Visa is changing to a new bank. So I got a new Visa card. And I hate when people do that to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't ask you to move your card around, you know, and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Can I give you my new card because you'll have it then when my order comes due?
So the way we do it is I can send you an email link and you would update it through that.
Honey, I don't have a computer. I don't have a phone with the cute little circles on.
Let me double check real quick with my boss real quick.
Well, how about if I do it this way? How about I call you and give you my new card?
I'm checking to see real quick if there's a way for us to be able to update it, because typically we send the email link. Let me check and see if I can do it over the phone real quick. I don't think that'll be an issue. How's your day going so far?
It's so yucky here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cold, it's rainy, it's damp. And I'm like, whoa, but at least the rain is keeping the pollen down. You know, so
I would love some cold weather. It's in the 90s here.
What?
And
where
I am.
You, where are you at?
I am staying in the South currently. Thankfully, I was able to work remote. Our home office is in Lewiston, Maine, but I went to visit family, so we're in Florida.
You're in Florida?
Yes. Wow. Thankfully, I'm able to work remotely.
Well, that's the way my son's working. He went into the office, but they're only going into the office like maybe 2 days a week, and he says, Mom, it's so complicated because it's office, but everything is at home, and it's hard to manage doing both of them because they're trying to go back. And he actually works for the NIH with Dr. Fauci. And this virus, everybody's taking it lightly. It's getting bad. And what's happening is people are getting the virus, but they're treating themselves at home, so they're not reporting it. And so it's starting to come back again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what he just told me that last night because he called. And he says, Mom, please, anytime you go into a building, make sure you have your mask on.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got lupus and a little baby, so I still wear my mask everywhere.
Yep. It's starting to become cute.
Yes.
But my kids got me the N95s, and my granddaughter painted the pictures on them.
Oh, that's cute.
And I go to church, and everybody looks at me like I'm a strange cupcake. I don't care.
Whatever works.
I don't care, you know? There's only about 3 or 4 of us in church that have a mask on, and you know what? I don't care. You know, I've got all my shots. I've got my boosters, you know, and I don't care. I have to take care of myself. Because if I don't, nobody else is going to care about me.
Right. Sorry, she discovered the battery, so I had to snatch them out, and now she's mad because it's not changing anything.
Better
safe than sorry. I'm checking real quick to see if there's a way for me to update this without having to send you an email link. Let me check in. Yeah, it's wanting to send an email. What I would have to do probably is cancel this and create a new one.
Cancel what, honey?
Cancel the subscription and just create a new one. I mean, it'd be the same cost. And everything, it would just be on the day that you want it. So if you wanted it June 1st, you would call us and have us cancel it and put your new card in.
Now, that wouldn't lose whatever I have already grandfathered in with your company, would it? Would that disturb that?
Let's see here.
You know what I'm saying to you? Because sometimes when things happen, because you're with the company so long, you're just automatically grandfathered into changes. God bless
Excuse
you.
Me. Ooh, sorry about
okay.
that.
Would that...
Let me check and see, because if you're at 159, if that's your price right now, then it should be, yeah, you're at 159.96, so your price wouldn't go up or anything.
Okay. Because I'm going to have to call you eventually because of the fact, like I said, they changed banks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, why couldn't I have kept my card? Well, they had to take the card that goes with that bank because this card's with this bank. And I'm thinking, why couldn't you just make my life a little bit more complicated? I hate change. Okay, so now what do I do? Do I just wait until my new card kicks in and call you?
Yeah, I would do that. Well, wait until the day. Like, if you're wanting to get billed and have it shipped on June 1st, wait until that day because we would cancel it and create a new order for you, create a new subscription for you, and it would ship. It would be billed and shipped that the next day. So it'd be billed that day, but shipped the next day.
Okay, so then I have to call you June 1st. Now I gotta put everything down on my little calendar because my little mind doesn't work. So I call you back on June 1st to give you my new BP card.
Yes.
Well, that's what it is. It's a BP card Visa.
BP, and, like the gas station?
Uh-huh. Well, they give you 15 cents off a gallon of gas.
Oof, I bet that would come in handy right now. I have a Volkswagen Jetta, and it cost me $73 to fill my car up. I have never in my life paid that much to fill my car up.
What is gas over there?
Right now it's $4.23.
Okay, I can beat you. Ours is $4.70.
Ooh, my heart.
Mhm. Yep. You know, it's so funny though because last night I was going to go to get my tank filled because it was $4.39. Okay, and I didn't want to go out and it was dark and it's crappy and I thought, tomorrow morning, you know, when I go out, I'll get my. It went up to $4.70. And I'm thinking the president's sitting in an air-conditioned house, not worrying about nothing, and I have to pay $4.70 for a gallon of gas. And I just get aggravated.
Oh, you all know? The members of Congress and the Senate and all of that, they have gas cards that they're able to use paid by our taxes, so.
What I don't like is these guys know when a product is going to drop. Okay, so before it drops, they sell the stock off and they make money. So then when it drops, they don't lose anything. So then they turn around and they find out when something else is going to go through the roof, and then they buy it at a lower price so that when it goes up, they're going to make all this extra money. And I didn't know that they were allowed to do that. And they got the insight to know about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm paying this man to do this.
We all are.
It's such a crooked thing.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening, to say the least.
You know, sometimes it doesn't pay to watch TV. You know,
that's why I don't have cable.
Yep, don't pay to watch TV. You know, it's better.
I pay for my streaming subscriptions because then at least I can avoid the ads and the cable and the news.
Yep, I don't even watch news because I don't want to even see what's happened over in Ukraine and stuff like that because I watched it one time and I saw these grandmas, like the old-time grandmas and stuff like that, and I'm looking at them thinking, oh, my God, those, and then the children, and I'm looking at those children, and they want to go home, and I'm like, couldn't watch it. I'm like, your daughter, Disney Channel.
Right.
And I put the radio on, you know, and I listen to something on the radio that doesn't have any kind of news or something like that because I don't get the paper because they want $300 a year for a newspaper and the whole one sheet's an ad. Like, I really care what you're selling.
Right.
You know? I want cartoons.
Oh, I love the cartoons.
Oh, yes. And sometimes I cut them out and I send them to my son, you know, in Maryland because he's like you. He works from home. He's on the computer. He gets on the computer at 6:30, and he doesn't get off until about 5:30. And when he gets off, he has anywhere between 125 to 150 emails. And he has to answer them because they might be of importance. You know?
No, they always are.
Yeah. Sometimes they're idiots. He said, "Do you see that man on television, Mom?" I said, "Yeah, you see how he's talking? Do you know all he is an optometrist? And he's talking about COVID? What does an optometrist know about COVID?"
But I mean, they all had to go to medical school.
Yeah, right. Your daughter could probably tell somebody about COVID, and they would have to listen to her because she might have an idea. So you tell your daughter when she starts to talk about COVID so she can get to go on television.
Oh, no, I think we'll avoid all that.
Okay, so I marked it down on June 1st to call you to give you my new credit card.
Yes, because we'll have to cancel and remake it since you can't use the email link.
Yeah. See, my children tried to get me to do the email thing, but then something happens to the computer, and then I don't know what's wrong with it, and I don't know who to ask. Do you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
One time the computer wouldn't work at all, and I called my son, and he says, "Mother, I can't do that right now." Well, it was like that for 2 weeks. It was a blank screen. I didn't know what to do with it, you know? So I just left it go. So it's like, don't give me something that I don't understand, because I'm 79 years old. I don't need this.
Right.
You know? Kids grow into it. I didn't grow into it. Okie dokie. Well, I'll do it that way then. I'll call you on the 1st, and I will give you my new credit card, and then I'll automatically, like, roll over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I like that idea. Okay? Okay, dear, you have a nice day.
You as well. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
Okay, and you and too, and God bless you and your children and your family.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.